Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi said, welcome Sunday morning. Today, a brand new week. Today, I guess a short amid, so we have a lot of time for Chazara, I guess. We'll begin Daf Ayin Chesam Mebe's bottom line. Ha'ichot Kesevis Hagasol. The Mishnah said that if a person eats Kesevis Hagasol, like a large date, Ukigar Nisa, or it's pit. So Gemara wants to say, I have a question. The Gemara has. Says Gemara, Ayin Chesam Ed Aleph. Kikosevis She'amru. That the date that it said, the date that it was said, is it with its date or is it without the date? As Rashi explains, the fact that the Mishnah says, with the date with its pit, isn't mean to say the date with the pit inside, which is larger, or it's saying either the date without its pit, or the pit, meaning to say, is it included or is it separate? It's either or. Okay? Says the Gemara, answer. The Gemara doesn't say an answer right now. First, now, Bali Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi has another question. Etzem Kisaira, it says that there are a bone that's the size of a piece of barley is metame, there are things that are regeya in Hilchos Tumah. So now, then when it said, a similar question over here, when it said a bone the size of a piece of barley, Biklipasa or Biklifasa? Does it mean to say with its shell or without its shell? The piece has a shell, the barley has a shell, so is it including the shell or not? Furthermore, Bilacha or Bibesha? Is it moist or is it dry? Moist would be larger, dry would be smaller. So now it comes out, we have two questions. Rav Papa had a question about the date, the size of Yom Kippur, is it with the pit or without the pit? And Rav Ashi had a question about Hilchos Tumah by a bone this with his barley, is it with the shell or without the shell? So now, says the Gemara, regarding the two questions, Rav Ashi, let me be le had Rav Papa, Rav Ashi asked about a bone by barley, does not ask Rav Papa's question. Why? Because Gasa Itmar, Kol Kama de Gasa. Because it says Gasa, big, it says in the Mishnah, Kekesevis Hagasa, so the biggest it can be is with the pit included. So therefore, he did not ask such a question. It's Pasha to him that the pit would be included. Rav Papa asked the question about the pit, about the date, did not ask about the piece of barley. Why? Rav Papa, let me buy Lehad Rav Ashi. Why? Because it says the question doesn't even start. Because Lacha, a moist piece of barley, Shibailas Mikri, is called Shibailas, meaning to say it's not called Sa'ira. So it cannot be moist, it must be dry. And Shalai Bikiplasa, if it does not have a shell, it's called another name, Ushla Mikri, it's called Ushla. So meaning to say, if it would be moist, it would be called a different name. Without its pit, it would be called a different name. Elamai, the fact that it's called a Sa'ira has to be that it's dry, not moist, and it has to be with the shell, now without the shell, because then only then would it retain its name as a Sa'ira. So only then it would have its name as a Sa'ira. So therefore, Rav Papa did not ask the question of Rav Ashi. Says the end of Gemara. We're going to talk a little bit about this Kesevis Hagasa, this large date. Says the Gemara, and we're going to go with the Gilead, right? This Gerus Rabba. Rabba Amar. Rabba says, or Amar Rabba, Amar of Yehuda. This large date is larger than a beya, than an egg. Okay? And the reason for this is, the Rabbanan evaluated and said that with this big date, a person is das, meaning to say he gets satisfied. But less than this, his das does not get lo misvadaite, his das does not get calmer, meaning to say he's not full. And as Rashi explains, in other places, let's say in the Torah, we need achila. Achila, okay, we say is a certain size. However, over here, where the Torah says about inoy, it's based on the fact that you should go and pain yourself, afflict yourself, we have to go and get, and it has to be at a point that you'd be satisfied, meaning that you're not afflicting yourself, you're getting satisfied by the food. Therefore, we are saying that this large date is even bigger than egg. Nothing to do with the egg. Maybe an egg is in other places. However, a large date, only with that you're satisfied. So over here will be a large date. Frakti Mara, you're just telling me right now, according to what we're saying, Rabba is saying that a large date is bigger than an egg, I have a question. We're going to bring a question from Masech to Sukkah regarding eating in a Sukkah. Maisa ve'evil Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lit ha'masa tafshil. They gave Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai something to go and taste the tafshil, taste the cooked food. Ulderaglam leo, shtei kaisvais, 2 dates, v'dli shal mayim, and a pitcher of water. V'amru, and they said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Gamliel said, Helum la Sukkah, let's bring it up to the Sukkah. Meaning to say, let's eat these stuff in the Sukkah. Let's eat the tafshil and the 2 dates and a blush of mine, pitcher of water in the Sukkah. V'tani Allah. And we learned upon it that what? V'tani Allah. And we learned upon that memra. Loi v'pnei alcha halacha kach. Not because halacha is like this. Not because halacha is that they have to bring these 2 dates or the tafshil into the Sukkah. El sharnatz l'hachmer l'atzman. They want to be machmer upon themselves. And they want to go eat in the Sukkah even though they did not have to. Now, so what do we see over here? We see that the 2 kaisavais, the 2 dates, were not mechoyev in a sukkah. That's when he gave in Yenehu. However, ukshinas le Reb Tzadik oichel pachs megebeya. However, when they gave it to Reb Tzadik food, oichel pachs megebeya. When they gave to Reb Tzadik oichel pachs megebeya food that was less than a kebeya, not with mappa, he took it in a mappa because he did not hold your mechoyev in. Bircha in washing your hands, but he only took because of cleanliness. He took it in a handkerchief. V'achlu chutz l'sukkah, and he ate after outside of sukkah. V'lei berach akrav, and he did not bench afterwards. So now, Rav Tzadik had pachas mikabeya, okay, and pachas mikabeya. That's why it specifically says pachas mikabeya to teach us. And we see over there that he ate it out of the sukkah. Now, please turn on it. Ha kebeah ba'i sukkah. Mashma, only because it was less than a be'ah, that's why he didn't need a sukkah. Mashma, if it was the size of an egg, it would need a sukkah. Now, if it was the size of an egg, it would need a sukkah, says Gemara. Now, let's bring together that first part of the braisa, and now the second part. V'i sukkah taita chesev esagasa. Sha'amru, yeser mikabeah, if we're going to tell me that a large date is bigger than a kebeah, Hashtag stay kaisavais. Beloy garina, loy have a kebeya. I understand something. It's mashma from the second part of the braisa. A kebeya would need to be eaten in a sukkah. Now, if we're going to tell me now, you're telling me that a big date is larger than an egg. What? So now the beginning of the braisa, which is talking about Reb Gamliel, that they gave him 2 full dates, right? Okay, fine, it was without the pits, but 2 dates. And still, he said, you did not have to eat it in the sukkah. It's not the fact that he wanted to be machman himself, but he did not need to bring it, eat it in the sukkah, because it was not the size of an egg. So now, I understand something. 2, says Gemara. Hashu Jekai says, Loi Garina. Loi Havi Kebeya. It's not the size of a beya. Kaisemes Agasa Vigarginisa Miavi Sere Vikebeya. So now you're telling me, if 2 pits, 2 full pits, fine, they don't have the pit. 2 full dates, they don't have the pit. Okay, fine. They're not the size of a beya. Okay, 1 pit, although 1 date, although you have a pit, it's going to be bigger than a kebeya. If we're seeing right over here, according to Ramliel, you did not have to eat in the sukkah because it was less than an egg. 2 full dates, okay? 2 dates. Fine, Maskim didn't have the pit. But you're telling me that 1 date with a pit would be bigger than the size of an egg that would need to be eaten in the sukkah. If 2 full dates without a pit, a maskim is not a kebeya, 1 pit, 1 date with a pit is kebeya. It's mashma not. And what do we see over here? It's mashma that 1 full pit, based on this diuk, 1 date, I'm sorry, with 1 day with its pit is not bigger than an egg. Because if 2 without a pit is not bigger, 1 with a pit, l'chayr, is not bigger. So, Chayr, we have a problem over here. Says Igmar, a few answers. Amr, Yermia, in, yes. Shtei kaisis blegar, inasan, loy have a kebeya. I'm sorry. The beginning of that price, or Rav Gamliel, 2 dates, however, it's without a pit, is not as big as 1 day with a pit. And even though, yes, 2 dates without a pit is not the size of an egg, however, 1 date with its pit, the pit is so big that it makes it bigger than an egg. It makes it bigger than 2 days without a pit. However, because I was like, guys, can you say, how do you say or make a bea? So it's not a riot. I'm sorry, you're right, Ramulio said it's not the size of a bea, it's 2 dates, but it's without a pit. Maisa, 1 date with a pit is so big that it'll be bigger than an egg, and you'd be mechayv in a sukkah. Amar Papa, Hayu Dharma Inchi, Trey Kabi, De Tamri, if you have 2 kav of dates, one of this kav is the pit, visriach, and also extra, and a little more. Meaning to say, I have two kav of tamarim, the pit is so big, of the meat, I guess, the pit is so big, that it would be one of the kav, 50%, and more. So you see over here, the pit is such a crucial, such a big part of it, that we can still say that it's a member that people said, but so we can see that the pit is such a big part that even if you say two dates without a pit, we can say it's smaller than one date with a pit, because the pit adds so much. So maybe we could say, yes, 2 dates without a pit, that's when we'll ate out of a sukkah. However, if it would have been 1 date, but it would have had a pit, it would have been yaisa mikabeya, we can still say it's more than a kabeya. And Vaiter, another teretz, Rava Amar Hasamai Nadai Mishum Davalu Peri. The reason over there, it's a peri, meaning to say maybe the 2 dates were bigger than an egg. Okay? That's why and Rav Gamliel did not eat. The reason why Rav Gamliel did not eat out of, was able to eat out of a sukkah, Medina, right, on the level of Stam Halacha, without being Machmer in himself, Rav Gamliel would have been able to eat out of a sukkah, not because it was smaller than an egg, it was larger than an egg, 2 dates. However, the reason why he was able to eat out of the sukkah, Medina Stam Halacha, because Mishum Davalu Peri, Peri Leibosukkah, because it was a peri, and a peri does not, fruits do not need to be eaten in a sukkah. Meaning to say, it was all bigger than an egg, okay? I'm sorry, you have no raya that dates are less than an egg. It was bigger than an egg. 2 dates, even without the pit. Why was he able, it's a kabeya, how Medina Lalacha, not for the fact that he's machmer himself, but Medina Lalacha, how is he not mechayv to eat in a sukkah? Because it's Paris, and Paris, he holds, does not need to be eaten in a sukkah. So now we have no question. We have 2 answers and to this question that we had, and we can still say that a pit with a date with its pit is larger than an egg. Thank you so much for listening. Yashikoyach, have a great, phenomenal day. Enjoy your Sunday. Be well.